What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Successes Within Reach podcast. This is season 3, episode 11, why coaching is essential to your success. One more time, this is season 3, episode 11, why coaching is essential to your success. I'm joined here today by a gentleman who is a business consultant. He's a coach. He's also an entertainer. The man does it all. Mr. Raphael Mercier. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Shan.
Yes, sir. No doubt. All right. Before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can join in the conversation and submit any questions or comments at www.facebook.com/SIWR podcast. One more time, that's www.facebook.com/SIWR podcast. All right, let's get into it. So, Let's open up for those that may not be familiar with you. Share a little bit with our audience about yourself and tell them how, you know, you got into the coaching and consulting space.
Hey, everybody. My name is Raphael. A lot of people know me by Raph. I am the CEO of Raph's Coaching LLC. You can look everything up just by typing in Raph's Coaching LLC. And everything will come up right in Google for you. I started in the consulting business. We're about to hear year number 2. So we're really excited about that. Previously, how I got into it, previous to consulting, I did run a company with some other entrepreneurs of mine and mentor. We were the Bundle Boys and we did hair previous to me getting into coaching. My role there was a COO role. And I did the operations at that time when I was doing operations for the Bundle Boys. I had an opportunity to really understand SEO and building platforms and running the social media side of things. And that allowed me to kind of get into some great groups like the Black Networking Group. I started with the Bundle Boys with them, just kind of reaching out and finding some new network of people. So once we went through that, we got really comfortable. I wanted to find something that was my niche that I could really, you know, continue to help people. Because as I built relationships and did really well with the hair business, I was like, well, what can I do that fits my niche? And I was like, well, I love helping people as a leader. So, you know, I looked it up one time. I said, you know, what role is out there that I can, you know, be a leader, help people in business, use my skill sets and talents. And I came across the business consultant role and I said, well, this is me. So I think that same time I looked up the role and kind of like figured it out. And then I was like, oh yeah, this makes sense. So, you know, I did my paperwork right there and then created my LLC and then spent like 5 minutes on my name. And I was just like, you got to put my name on it. So I was like Raph's Coaching LLC. And that was the rest was history at that point. So yeah, really excited to be in the consulting world and being able to help people each and every day to get to their desired result. But it's been a ton of fun so far.
Oh man, that's awesome. Like it's crazy how, you know, in life you can take this avenue and take that avenue and your actual purpose or your calling comes to you through other ventures that you do.
Right, for sure. And it changes that, you know, I think, you know, what you do and your desire and your thought process of things, you know, that is your vision. So you keep it going, You may come up new stuff that comes up, but you know, you have that vision always there. You know what your end result is, you know.
No doubt. Yeah, I always feel like your purpose is gonna, you know, identify itself at some point. It's just a matter of if you have the passion and the tools in that moment to go and chase it.
Right.
All right. So let's jump into it about this coaching. So if we were creating, say, a checklist, what do you believe are the essential characteristics or qualities of a good coach, a good business coach, I'm sorry?
I think the biggest coach, that they got to be able to listen to their client and find out what their vision is. I think that's super important. And then someone that can really support the client in their checklist, right? So I think the consultant has their checklist and their idea of how they want to help the client, but then it's the client's checklist. And I think at some point you guys got to meet in the middle to make sure that both visions align on the support side and then what they're looking to accomplish as well. But as a coach and a consultant coach, you got to be able to see their vision very clear. And it's not your vision, it's their vision. So that's the biggest foundation of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when I was thinking about this question, and I was like, if I'm building an ultimate checklist, thinking of like putting a perfect coach together, almost in terms of like how you build Voltron back in the day when we were kids. And I'm like, okay, like what are some of the best qualities? You know, and definitely, I agree with you. They have to be a great listener, because, you know, so much of what we do is having to listen to our clients, you know, whether it's their dreams or their goals or deadlines they're trying to meet. And we have to be able to decipher what they're not saying just as much as what they're saying. You know, so definitely I agree with the listening part. I would also add to that being a, you know, efficient communicator, because sometimes you have to supersede what it is that your client has going on at that time and tell them, like, I understand this is where you think you need to be going, but let me explain to you why you actually need to pivot and go here.
Right.
You know, I think about being a visionary, that comes to mind, because you have to be so strategic, you know, in being a coach or a consultant, being able to see the things that your client doesn't see. And most of all, I would say you just have to have passion, you know, because it's not the easiest job. It's not the most glamorous job. You know, a lot of times we help others build dynamic businesses, and they're in the forefront, you know, they're on the stage and they're in the limelight.
Right.
And we're just chilling in the background, smiling like, you know, yeah, I helped them do that, but the world will never know. But we don't do it for the limelight. You do it for the passion.
Right. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Seeing them accomplish the goal, you know, that's what it kind of lights up, that passion and that, you know, what you do.
So, just in the grand scheme of things, for a person that's trying to build a business, why do you think that, you know, coaching is something essential that at some point in their career, they're going to have to get one?
Yeah, I think everybody needs that person, you know, so that they can tap on the shoulder and ask for advice or ask for, hey, have you ever heard of this or thought about this? And to be able to get that honest feedback and that, you know, kind of like you said, that trustworthiness in being able to get that information is super vital. You know, even for myself, I have a mentor and I pick his brain once a week, and you know, he'll say something to me and I'll look at him, I'm like, I don't know if that makes sense, but in a couple of days or a week later or a month later, that it makes perfect sense, you know. The other piece that comes to that, it gives you that support or that backbone to kind of really drive like that influence piece. You know, I think people need other people to stay influenced. You know, your support people, your haters, you need all them. You need all that in a pot of scheme of things to keep on going. So, you know, it's definitely super important to have a coach or someone that you can pick up the phone and call, someone you can meet with each week or, you know, once a month to bounce ideas off of. Because as a business owner, it's super difficult to not only just run the business, but for you to keep that endurance as the owner to keep it going. So you know, you definitely need help from somebody. It's, the business world is not a world that you can do it all by yourself. I don't know any successful, you know, business owner or entertainer or celebrity that didn't have a team or did it by themselves, you know. So, you know, you definitely, a coach is someone that you definitely want in your corner that you can pick up the phone and call and get some great advice, financial tips, support, you know, or someone just to talk to about your process.
Most definitely. You know, I think you said something that was so key right there. No one successful has done this on their own. You know, I know it's ridiculously popular for people to use the term self-made. Right. But I'm like, you look at the Forbes list, since that's supposed to be the you've made it in life list. There's not one person on the Forbes list that's self-made.
Right.
It doesn't exist. Everybody had a team. Everybody had a coach, a consultant, an advisor, a COO, a CFO. You've had some help along the way. So like I like that you said that, because I really need people to understand you're going to have help if you plan on being successful. Now, if you just want to keep throwing money away and go broke until your business goes bankrupt, cool. Do it by yourself.
That'll happen so fast. Yeah, for sure.
Literally, you know, but you have to have help somewhere along the line, because the thing of it is, for as good as you may be and whatever your niche is, you still don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And that's where a coach comes in to help you fill those gaps in.
Right, for sure. And, you know, like to your point, I think, like, if you go on Google or YouTube and you type in, like, hey, I want to become a chef, or, you know, you're going to get the data, but then you're going to have to break down the data, cross-reference the data and what you're seeing, and then also, you know, try it out for yourself, right? So that's a lot of different steps to make sure that you get off to the first step correctly. So, you know, if you have someone that can help you, you know, along the way to help break down what road you could go into before you make that decision, you know, you'd be in really good shape.
Definitely. Do you think that it's not in life coaching, but in business coaching, would you say that it's more important to have a coach that's in your niche, or that it's more important to have a coach with an overall efficient approach to, you know, business and has systems in place?
You know, I think, and that's a tough question, honestly. I think you need one of each, honestly, because the reason I say you need one of each, because your niche and what you do is definitely, that coach is going to help you get to that desired result within your niche, right? And then the other coach over there is going to give you that all around support that you may be missing from, you know, the coach that is definitely targeted to what you're trying to accomplish. The reason I say that is because, you know, I'll just give a prime example for myself, is that, you know, I kind of transitioned from, you know, kind of the marketing, the hair, the retail piece to the consulting piece. And then now I'm slightly mixing consulting and entertainment, you know, so it's you're going to, as you go through the process, you grow. So to be able to have different type of folks or coaches around you that can kind of help you through the process is super important.
Yeah, like that's a question I get from, you know, quite a few people. And they're like, do I go to the person who has the same type of business I do, or do I go to the person that's just an overall business coach? You know, and I actually agree with your sentiment. Like, my advice is always get both.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's, and like, you know, a lot of, I remember training employees often, they always would say to me is like, I don't want to ask the wrong question, or I don't want to do the wrong thing. I'm like, one, you can always ask the wrong question, or don't feel like you can't ask the question, because that's how you're really going to learn. And mm-hmm. then go through failures to be able to grow and make those mistakes so you can move forward. So you know what not to do, you know, so. You know, I think that also happens a lot today, that we have a lot of individuals or owners that are afraid to kind of go for it or take that extra step or file that paperwork or even get started, right? It's because they're like afraid to fail. And, you know, and failing's part of the process. You got to fail to move forward. So You know, pick everybody's brain, you know, pick everyone you can. Anyone that's around you that can give you some good value or you see some good in them, you know, ask a question, reach out, don't be shy. I will say that too. If you decide to go in business, be ready to get out there. If you're a shy type and you don't want to get out in front, if you're the person that's afraid to get out in front, then business may not be for you, because you're going to be put out in front, you know, if you like it or not. So
facts, you know, in business, it's a dog eat dog world sometimes. Like, closed mouths don't get fed, you know. So I definitely agree with you. Sitting in the back of the room just waiting to get picked on, it's not going to work.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of why it's so essential to get a coach, you know, because they can help bring that out of you. You know, so like I tell people, if you're conflicted on which coach to go with, one that's specifically in your niche or one that's just an overall business coach, I say go for both. But if you may not have the funds for both of them at the particular time, then I would say go to the person that's the overall business coach. Because they see the overall picture and they can at least help you to get the proper automation and systems in place and get your operation straight, versus this other person is just going to teach you how to really drill down and hone in on what, you know, y'all's particular niche is. But yeah, definitely, if you can, like, get both. Now, I will say, don't get two consultants, but you can get two coaches.
Right. You don't want, because that's going to, you know.
Yeah, like I always try to tell people, there's a difference in mentors, coaches, and consultants. You can have multiple mentors, you can have multiple coaches, but please do not get multiple consultants. Somebody's wires are going to get crossed, right, and you're going to cost yourself a whole lot of headaches and a whole lot of money.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Most definitely. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to take a quick break. Once again, this is the Successes Within Reach podcast, season 3, episode 11, Why Coaching is Essential to Your Success. This break is brought to you by the CEO Within You and Mind Shift Society. We'll be right back. I'm ready to get the ball. Welcome back. I'm joined once again by Mr. Raphael Mercier. We are here talking about why coaching is essential to your success. All right, let's see. So next up we have, how important do you think it is for coaches to help their clients overcome blind spots and learn the art of forecasting? Like, a lot of people, I don't think, pay enough attention to then teaching their clients how to forecast. So how essential do you think that is?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's super important. You know, the great thing about, you know, the forecasting, the data, our platforms that we have today, our Facebook, our Twitters, our Instagrams, you know, all those platforms give you a professional platform or a creator platform that gives you insights. And that is your forecast, that's your data, that's where you can see your audience type. And, you know, numbers, I'm a numbers guy, I came from telecommunications, and, you know, that's all they wired into us is, like, the numbers, look at the data, because the data and the forecast matters. That will tell your story. You know, it takes a while to get it built up over the 30, the 60, the 90, but it's super important to look at your data. And that data can change based off of what you're pushing out. But you can see there, like, the days of the week, you can see, you know, how your business is reaching different audience or different members, what you're writing on your posts, and what kind of response you're getting. So, you know, as a client, to understand the importance of looking at that data, and as a coach, to teach that to your client is super important, because, you know, that's a blind spot if you don't cover that, you know, because how do you know what's working, what's not working? You know, where's your data to really reflect off of what you're putting out to your audience? So, you know, that's super important. I think everyone should understand that process in it, because if you're not on social media and you're running any type of restaurant, you got your POS report, right? The end of the day, you got your sales transactions, your end of the day at something that you're doing at some point is going to produce some data. And that's the part you got to be able to teach and show and understand the importance of that. Because if you ignore it, you're going to be on, you may hit a blind spot, or, you know, a spot where you're like not moving in business. And you're like, why am I not moving? It's because you haven't looked at the data.
Most definitely, you know, and I, oh man, like this is something I can't stress enough to people. If you have a coach and they aren't teaching you how to forecast, I'm going to say what a whole lot of people aren't going to say. Mm-hmm. They want you to keep coming back to them so you can keep paying them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's not.
I know a whole lot of y'all gonna get mad with me for putting that out there, but I don't care. You should be teaching this to your clients. Coaches, you should be teaching this to your clients. If not, that's why. So if you have a coach and they haven't shown you how to start doing this, tomorrow I need you to tell them, I learned last night on the Successes Within Reach podcast that you're supposed to be teaching me about forecasting and how to read my data and analytics. Let's get it.
Right. For sure. Hands down.
Like it's too important, and not knowing how to do it, you're wasting so much money on advertising, so much money on marketing, so much money on, it could be inventory, it could be logistics. Like, you need to know where your money is going, how it's best being spent. You know, like Raphael was saying, what days are you getting the most engagement? What days are you getting the most customers? What days are you getting the most consultations? What days are you selling the most? Like, I don't care if you got a Shopify t-shirt business. What right. days are most people coming to your website? What days are most people getting shirts, getting hats, getting buttons, getting fanny packs? I don't care what it is that you're selling.
Yeah, it shows you, like, your product view. It shows what people click on the most. They show what they like, and it's enough there. It's enough there to find out your trend.
Exactly. Like, you don't want to just continuously spend $5,000-$10,000 a month each month on advertising, because trust, Facebook is going to accept your money.
Oh yeah. I've never because ad ever. Like, they never, like, we reject.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to tell you, what, no, we really think you should put it here. Like, if you keep spending that bread on Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Google ads, whatever, they're going to take it. The right. thing of it is, in their defense, they're going to say, we also give you a weekly report letting you know what your numbers are, letting you know who's watching, who's not watching, who's buying, who's not buying, who's clicking, who's not clicking, who's giving you their email and phone number, and who's not. They're giving it to you.
Right.
With that information, you need to learn how to analyze it and then learn how to forecast. Okay, these are my hot days. These are the days I really need to pour into. I go live 3 times a week. People aren't really coming on Tuesdays, but everybody's there on Thursday and Saturday. Guess what? You might want to stop Tuesday and put even more effort and attention into the other 2 days. Like, you have to learn the process of forecasting. I'm telling you, especially for the entrepreneurs that are in year one and year two. Mm-hmm. If you want to make it to year 5, learn this early.
Right. You'll also save time. You'll save a lot of time, because, you know, I even personally starting out my first year, you know, in the first 6 months of business, I was so exhausted because I was like, what's my next post? What's my, you know, setting up flyers, setting up anything, and then trying to get out to the audience every day. I was like, exhausted at the end of the week. Like, if I see another flyer, I may throw up. Like, yeah, it was bad. So, you know, the great thing about that is that that data and that forecasting will actually set the right time for you. So you can prepare and do other things in the business and not lose sight on your operations or your audience or even your mental health and your wealth, you know, like you need that separation that so you can come back refreshed and you can come back ready for the next process.
No doubt. And it's something, you know, I stress, you know, a lot to entrepreneurs to learn how to do it yourself, because, you know, the bigger you get and the more and more data and analytics you have to go through, if you have to pay someone to do it, right, trust, they'll do it, but you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, but you'll never learn, you know?
Yeah, and learning to do it for yourself, like Raphael said, you can save so much time, which, of course, we all know is the one entity you can never get back, you know? But in saving yourself time and saving yourself a whole lot of money, you help yourself out so much more, and it makes you such a more efficient entrepreneur, businessman, businesswoman, you know, because you don't want to just always say, okay, I'll cut a check, you do it for me. I'll cut a check, you do it for me. You know, there's several of us that do data analytics or consumer analytics and will do it for you. But do you really want to pay me $12,000 each time to do it? Or would you rather, within your first year, while we're already doing one-on-one coaching, I'll show you how to do it for yourself, mm-hmm, and show you and give you literally the blueprint so that you can do it for yourself for the rest of your life. You're already paying for the one-on-one coaching. You're already doing this from the jump. Why not learn it instead of paying for it later down the road?
Right.
Because it can get costly, especially if you're running a huge, you know, 6-7 figure business. You're easily paying 5 figures for the analytics to get done.
And then once you get the data and you get all that, what do you do? You know, so that's, you're going to pay someone else to figure that out, you know, and that's what you don't want to do. You're going to want to be able to make the right business decisions for your company based off of what you've learned and what you've been through with that forecast data.
Exactly. Like as a coach, you know, my goal is to teach you how to do it in such an efficient manner that you can hire a CFO and then show them and they can run that for you. And they're already in house instead of you having to come back. And now I'm stepping out of the coaching role into the consulting role and having to give you that price tag with it. Like, understand, get what you can while you have your coaches early in the game. Because the consulting bill is a whole lot different than the coaching bill.
It is. It's totally different.
Oh, man. All right. So let's talk about productivity and operational efficiency. What are some tools that you use to increase your clients' productivity?
I love Google. I mean, I'm going to come out the gate and say that Google is the best tool that you could probably use when getting started. The great thing about Google, it's so powerful in the SEO and the SEO of the search engine optimization. That really is going to set you up for success, and everything else is going to fall in line. So a lot of people are familiar with Google My Business. If you're not, if you're first starting out, you know, I would definitely go into Google's platform and create your profile and then create your interests. And then they just give you so many free tools at that too. You know, they'll give you the website that you can create. They'll give you your email. You know, there's some things that is a very small cost. I think you can get it all set up for under $30, which is amazing. You get a domain for a year for $12. But I love Google, and then everything syncs. You know, your Gmail syncs with your workspace. Your workspace syncs with your Sheets, syncs with your Google Docs. So you're working off of one umbrella, and you're not like, okay, I got to go over here to get, you know, my data. I got to go over here to get my website. I got to go over here to get my passwords. So I really took advantage of Google starting off. And the great thing is that when they do punch in your business, they do type in your name, everything pops up under one umbrella. And then all your insights and your data, they all communicate because everything runs through Google. I mean, I don't know anything that doesn't run. You know, if anybody looks up anyone or what they do, what's the first thing you go? You're not going on Yahoo. I mean, some people may hit Instagram before they hit your Google, but, you know, the best tool I've ever seen is Google, because it's so powerful and it just gives you so many other resources and tools right underneath the same umbrella for you.
It's definitely an all-in-one platform. You know, like you said, with the forms, you can get so creative with surveys. Matter of fact, while we're talking about surveys, if you have any type of business, I don't care if it's service-based or if it's product-based, you should have a survey. If you do not have a customer satisfaction survey, you are doing business wrong.
Right.
Like, you have to remember, in everything that you do, you want to work smart and not hard. So every time a person comes to your website, every time they come to your store, your restaurant, whatever the case may be, you need to be getting the data of how their experience was. Well, this isn't, you know, the 80s or the 90s where you leave the little card at the door and hope somebody fills it out and drop it in a little box beside the cash register. So how do you do that? Surveys. And it costs absolutely nothing to set up a survey, email it to the person, ask, you know, 5 or 6 simple questions, but, you know, questions that they can really be honest about, and send it back to you. The problem with that is a lot of people don't send their customer satisfaction surveys because they are too afraid to find out what they're doing wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that is the only way you get better.
Yep.
You will never learn anything from all of your happy clients. You learn the most from your pissed off and angry clients.
I agree.
I'm sorry, but that's just what it is. Like, you know, and it's one of those things where if you think about it, when you Google a business or an airline or a restaurant or whatever, you can see 1,000, 2,000 5-star reviews. I promise you, the CEO of that company has not looked at any of those 5-star reviews.
Right.
First thing they go to is the 1 and the 2-star reviews. Okay, what happened with this person's meal? What happened with this person's seat? What happened with this person's shirt or hat or whatever the case may be? Send those surveys out. Ask people, what did you really like about your experience? What didn't you like about your experience? What did you like about the staff? What didn't you like about the staff? If there's one thing that you could change about your visit today, what would it be? Like, ask those questions. People, trust me, people don't mind giving you their 2 cents.
Right. They will, especially if you messed up, you know, they'll let you know. But even if you did great, they want to, you know, they always ask you, like, what can I do for you? Or, wow, you were so great. Well, you know, take these couple minutes and just let me know, you know, so fill this out. But if you think of any big retailer, you know, Chick-fil-A, you think about all these companies, every employee is telling them about the survey, how their visit was. You're getting text messages when you leave, you know, everything, car dealerships, they all want to hear from you, you know, and you constantly get that reminder. I mean, I don't know anywhere I go and then I leave that I don't get a survey. It's like, you know, part of the whole routine process of shopping and leaving and exploring. So, you know, if you don't have it set up for your business and you go and everyone else does, then you're missing the big part, like you said, to get that real feedback. So
most definitely, like, send those surveys out. And that's one of the cool things, like what Raphael was just saying with Google. Like, you go on Google Forms or Google Docs, you create a survey, they do all of the hard part for you. You create it, send it out, they will sit there and create the pie charts and graphs and all of that to let you know how you're doing as people start sending them back in. So, you know, you just got, say, 10, 15, 20 surveys back. You can look on that pie chart and say, okay, in the past week, 63% of the people liked whatever it was. 27% said they hated it. And then the other ones said, it was just okay or whatever. Like, they do the work for you. Again, yeah. We can't stress it enough. Work smart, not hard.
Right. Yeah. Don't lose your mind or you're, you know, figuring out the right answer and you're just guessing, you know, just get the data, you know. Get that feedback. And, you know, the other thing I'm going to call out, too, is, like, call call your associates, call your friends, your family, and ask them, you know, like, what do you think about this? Or what do you think I'm doing? You know, and get that viral, like, get that feedback, like, you know, because they'll tell you, and you may not like what you hear, but at least you can digest it and really look at it at a different set of eyes, you know? So you need always that fresh set of eyes that can look into your business or what you're doing and say, you know, I think you should do it this way. Yeah, there's been tons of times that me and my girl, we've gotten into conversation and she said some stuff and I'm just like, she just has no idea what she's talking about. But then I'm like, man, that's actually really smart. Like, or let me try it and let me give it a shot. And, you know, I don't really tell her that she's right all the time. But in the background, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So you need that. You got to get that. You know, if you are silent and you're not asking for help and you're not calling people and picking their minds or even asking for that feedback, you're not going to really grow or try something different, you know, and that's all important.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, for like, especially those that are in the apparel business, before you put anything on Shopify or whatever site it is that, you know, you want to sell your shirts, hats, hoodies, whatever, do a test with people that you know.
Right.
Print out a couple, have them try them on. Hey, how does it feel? How does it fit? Do you like the color scheme? Do you like the design? Do you like this, this, and this? You save yourself a whole lot, you know, doing those small focus groups with people that you know and trust that are going to keep it 100 with you, than to launch 50 different SKUs on a website. And now you just throwing money down the drain and nobody's buying anything.
And those that are in that business, I know firsthand, like, what it is to buy a bulk of clothes or a bulk of products and it not move. You're just staring at it. Like, yeah. Just giving it away, like, just sending it off to people. But you don't want that. You really don't. So, you know,
yeah, like,
and to get that.
Definitely. Yeah, like, and don't just get people that are yes men and yes women in your life. Get that cousin that always got an opinion. Get that aunt that you know has no filter whatsoever. If your shirt is trash, she's going to tell you it's trash. Right. Like, get the people that they have your best interest in heart, but they're going to tell you what you need to hear and not just what you want to hear. Like, sometimes as entrepreneurs, you get so consumed in, I got this great idea and I know it's going to work. And this, this, and this, and they, business-wise, it could be the most horrible thing you could ever do.
Right. Yeah.
You have to be open to somebody telling you, no, there's actually another way to do it. Actually, you might want to tweak it this way, or you might want to put your funds more into this category than that category. Again, why you need a coach. You cannot do it on your own. You know, same thing when it comes to like building websites. Your website isn't for you.
Right.
I don't know how many times I gotta tell people that. They're like, man, nobody's coming to my site and I work so hard on it and I think it's dope and I think it's this and I think it's that. And I'm like, you just answered your own question. You think it's dope. Everything you said about this site started with I. Your website isn't for you. Your website is for the target audience or target client that you're trying to acquire. You can't find out what it is that they wanna see if you don't find a way to get that feedback.
Right. Very true. Very, very true.
So we're not
on sites and I'm just scrolling and scrolling. I'm like, why is this so long? And that's because they're passionate about when they're building it, but they're putting everything that they're passionate about or every bit of what they're doing on it, and that's just not right for your audience. You know, it could be, but it depends, you know. But, you know, I've learned that people only have a 3 to 5 attention span when they visit your site. If you don't make it past that 3 second to 5 second, they off, you know. So how do you grab their attention between 3 and 5, you know, and then you go from there? So super important.
Most definitely, you know, and free coaching tip when it comes to websites. Like Raphael was saying, don't put everything that you think on the website. You should not have a 10-page website.
Right.
Nobody is reading all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening. I don't care how dope you think your service or your product is. You should not have a 10, 12 page website. Like, it's just not happening. Like you said, if you're not grabbing people's attention in the first couple of seconds, and then you don't have something to keep them on at least a minute and a half after that first 3 to 5 seconds, is something wrong with your site.
Right. Yeah. I mean, people love the simplicity piece of everything, you know, like even when you're online shopping, if I gotta click just to check out like to 5 different pages, I'm like, I exit out. Like, it's just, I don't want to spend so long trying to be able to find a product or check out. Like, if you're asking me to put too much information in the field, I'm like, this feels like a task. This feels like an application. Like, I'm already off to something else, you know. I want this process. Yeah.
And for those, it just popped in my head too, for those of you that are coaches and consultants yourself, please stop doing this. And if you are, I need you to change it, not now, but right now. When you have an offer on your social media and you say, if you're interested in my services, if you're interested in my products, click here. The person clicks, and then the next page says, do you want to learn da 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 da? Do you want to do this, this, and this? Sign up here. Why are you asking the same question twice? They're there in the first place because they just told you from your social media that they were interested in your services. You lose about 45% of people doing that because they're like, okay, you're just asking the same thing over and over, and I'm not trying to get sucked into a tornado funnel.
Right.
Your funnels should be precise, clean, crisp, to the point. This is why you obviously you clicked on something that brought you here. This is why you're here. This is what I'm doing. This is the information I need to get you where you need to be. Plain and simple. You don't need 58 videos on your funnel, all of these gotcha pop-ups and all of this stuff. And you wonder why you're not getting any clients. People don't want to keep going through that. It's like sitting in the middle of a maze with no map, no compass. Like,
right.
Cut that stuff out, man. Please, please cut that out. They came to your funnel from your social media or whatever it is, your post or whatever, Facebook ad even maybe. They're already there.
Right.
Start the process.
Me too. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to our second break. This break is brought to you by Breakthrough Kings. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in through the Breakthrough Kings Network out there on Facebook. And we'll be right back in a sec. Welcome back. Welcome back. Once again, this is the Successes Within Reach podcast, season 3, episode 11, Why Coaching is Essential to Your Success. Once again, I'm joined by business consultant and coach, Mr. Raphael Mercier, and we are giving you the game on why you need coaching. For the ones that are already in this space, we're giving you tips on how you can be better coaches, be more efficient, and help out your clients. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation, drop any questions, you can do it at www.facebook.com/SIWR podcast. All right. So next up, I want to ask you, what top tips do you have for new coaches as they launch their coaching business? What is, you know, say 3 to 5 things that they need to make sure that they do as they launch their coaching business?
All right. So, I mean, the first thing, the biggest thing for me that was create your business plan. I think that's super important for, you know, a coach. You know, get your business plan set up of what you want to accomplish. Review it. It doesn't have to be a 10-page business plan. I think mine is 2 pages, if that. And then really get what you want out of it, you know, talk about your audience, you know, what you want to target. That really sets you up, your vision, what you want to accomplish, and then you have something to work off as you start. Again, that may change, but you can go back and revise it. Your business plan can always alter to your process and your progress. So that's super important. Second piece, get your paperwork in. You know, like no one wants a fake consultant or a coach, right? So, you know, I think it's super important for coaches and consultants to come off as they are set up to give you success. So with that comes, you know, make sure your credentials are there. You know, make sure that's it's something you actually do and it's legit. You know, it'd be like, I'm a coach because, you know, I love Kobe Bryant. Well, you know, like you need to make sure that you're set up with your right credentials. So business plan, set up your credentials, follow your paperwork, you know, whether that be LLC, you know, even a sole prop, you know, incorporate whatever, however you want to set it up. But do that, you know, and it's not a ton of money. I'll tell you that, you know, I think a lot of us have spent that money on, you know, within 3 or 4 days, you know, doing whatever, you know, partying, hanging out, going out to eat. So find, if you're passionate about it, find those funds because they are there. The second thing I would say, you know, start to, as you create your network, you know, the biggest thing for me, and it took me a little bit to learn it. You definitely want your friends' support. You want your family's support. But as you go in a coaching role and a consulting role, you're going to have to meet and network people with you don't know. So get comfortable if you're not meeting people, talking to different people. You know, that network is going to be super important because with coaching and consulting, there's a lot of different avenues that you're going to have to learn, and you're going to need that network base to bounce ideas, to ask questions. And again, if you feel like you're doing it all by yourself, or you can just do it by yourself, you know, you're going to run into that client that you're really not going to be able to help effectively because, you know, you don't have the support around you, you know. So that's super important. Just be very transparent. So like the fourth thing I would say is be transparent. You know, say if you don't have the answer, don't make it up. Don't make up an answer. You know, say, hey, and be transparent with your client. Say, hey, I don't really have the answer for you right now, but let me spend some time, do some research for you and get you the right answer. Or let me get you to somebody that can give you the right service. And that's going to come back to you twice as fold than you trying to make up something and trying to figure it out. So, and then the other thing is just definitely, the last thing I'll have is just definitely be comfortable with always looking up different data, not even data, I would say, but, you know, about the role, you know, because it changes often. So definitely do your homework, you know. I think we get comfortable in business or as a business coach that we don't look into different avenues about the business, you know, and think about your audience, you know, like, are they seeing the same things from you at the same posts? I mean, how many motivational posts can you put out, you know? So you're going to have to really, like, think of something different to be able to tell your story of why you're an effective coach. And how did you get here today of being a coach? You got to tell your story. If people don't know your story and what you've been through, why would they select you as a coach? What have they seen from you? So, you know, those things are all super important as being a coach. And, you know, just be comfortable with the uncomfortable, be ready for change, and be ready to get after it every single day. Don't take a day off. Like, it doesn't have to be that you signed, you know, a $10,000 deal, or you got 5 different clients, or you got 20 surveys. It could be something so small that you've done for your business or for yourself as a coach that can really keep you going. And that's the thing. You want to keep going in business. You don't want to be stagnant. You don't want to, like, forget that you have a business. You don't want to think your business is your hobby that you only do on weekends. You don't want to do that. You know, you want to, you know, if it's something that you really want to do and you want to get out of, you know, working every day for someone else, you know, and you want to bring home your own pay and sign your own paychecks, then that's what you're going to have to do. So it's in for the long run of things. But those are my top 5 I would say right off here.
I totally agree with that list. For new coaches and consultants in that space, it's one of those things where first I need you to understand that it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. You have to build clientele as a coach or as a consultant. Like, people aren't gonna just readily come to you just because you say, "Hey, I got a business." Like Rafael said, you have to get out there, you have to grind, you have to tell people your story, you have to show them why you're good at what you do. Whether it's putting data out or whether you take the social media route, whatever the case may be, you have to show and prove for people to trust you with their business. You know, you can think you're the dopest coach ever. You still got to prove it. Your friends can say, "Oh yeah, they know business." Your old college professor can say, "Yeah, they were one of my brightest MBA students." It doesn't matter. Nobody's just gonna walk up, give you $10,000 and say, "Yeah, help me fix my business or help me build my business." Like, you gotta put in the work. You gotta show and prove. Another thing I would say is you can't wear your heart on your sleeve. Not every client is gonna agree with you. You're gonna have some clients that make you want to pull your hair out because they are just fixated on doing things their way,
right?
And you're just gonna have to work overtime to get them to understand, like, "Hey, you came to me for my expertise and for my knowledge and the resources and tools that I have. Like, I need you to focus because you're only looking at A and B. I'm trying to get you to go A through Z." You know, some clients are going to be simple. They just cut you a check and like, "Hey, whatever you need me to do, let's get it. I'm all ears." And then you got some you going to have to check in with every 2-3 days to make sure they ain't went and dropped $20,000 on something crazy they saw on Instagram. It happens. Right. It happens. You know, you're going to have some people that you have done everything right. They're still going to do what it is they want to do, but they're going to blame you for it. I went and got this coach and they had me doing this and this the last 6 months and my business still failed. Your business didn't fail because you're a coach. Your business failed because I told you not to buy them t-shirts and you went in and spent $10,000 on them t-shirts that nobody wanted and the sleeves fell apart. Like, they're not going to tell that part of the story though. It'll be your fault. Don't take it personal. You can't wear your heart on your sleeve. Yeah. Another thing I would say, you know, that Rafael touched on, please, 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 please get your paperwork in order. Like, it was funny, we were talking about it before we went on air. Like, I have seen people and they're like, "Yeah, man, I got a business and, you know, I want you to help me take it to the next level." And I look and your LLC ran out 2-3 years ago and you never renewed it. Like, fam, you don't have a business. You have a Facebook hobby is what you have. You know, if you're really going to be in this space, you got to think about it. People are coming to you to help you fix a problem. They're coming to you in some cases as their last resort before they quit. Being a coach, being a consultant, it is not something to play around with. You know, there are going to be some people that come to you and say, "Look, this is the last $5,000 I got in my savings account. Please help me save my business." Damn, that's somebody's life. That's somebody's ability to put food on the table that they're putting in your hands. You can't be half-assed in this because you didn't go and get your paperwork in. You haven't paid taxes. The IRS come until you shut everything down and all your clients just got to go home. Like, fam, we can't do that. We can't do that. You owe it to your clients just as much as you owe it to yourself to be the best version of you and for your business to be the best version of itself every single day. And lastly, I would say, something that I tell a lot of my people, ABB, always be building. You know, something else we were talking about before we came on the air, when you're a coach, when you're a consultant, there's no such thing as "I don't have anything to do." I don't care if you haven't had a brand new client in the last 2-3 months, there's something you can be doing. Always be building. Think about that all the time, ABB, whether it's getting a new certification, whether it's taking a new online course, whether it's getting a new mentor or coach for yourself, whether it's working on your branding and marketing, redesigning a website, working on you know, customer acquisition, there's always something that you can be doing. Like Raphael talked about, building your network. Hell, you don't have any new clients for this week. Find out what networking event is going on in your city. You know, find a conference to go to. Trust me, there's always a conference going on. Like, fam, if Instagram didn't show us nothing else, there is always a conference going on. Like, there's always something you can be doing to build your network, to build your knowledge, to build your skill sets, to build your toolbox, to build your resources. Get yourself in the habit of always building something, because you're not going to always have a gang of clients. You know, it's rare for a lot of coaches or consultants that they get to the point where they're like, all right, full up, I'm not accepting any more new clients. People dream of getting to that point. So, but in the meantime, what are you doing to still better yourself? Every single day, you got to be doing something to be better than the person you were yesterday when you woke up. You know, so that would be, you know, my list for new coaches and new consultants. Like, you got to do all of these things every single day. The list that Raphael gave you, the list that I gave you, it is an everyday thing. Like, people like using the hashtag no days off. No, this coaching game is literally, literally no days off. Like, yes, I understand self-care. I understand a work-life balance. But did you at least read something for 15 minutes today? You can't tell me you couldn't find 15 minutes to read something or to listen to a podcast or a speech or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that phone user. That screen time tells it all. You know, yeah, like 90% screen time.
Exactly. Your phone would tell on you. Instagram would tell on you. Like, it's so funny. People don't even want to go to that feature on Instagram and Facebook.
That's scary to look at.
Yeah. You know, they're like, oh, I didn't have time to do this. I don't have time to do it. Let me see your phone. Well, Instagram is saying you've been on here for 12 hours today, fam.
Scary.
It's like, come on, man. All right, as we get ready to wrap up, I want to ask you, what is one thing that you wish, that one thing that you know now that you wish you'd known when you became a coach and a consultant?
One thing I know now that I wish I would have known earlier. I mean, I guess it kind of goes back to asking for help. You know, I will say that, you know, I always thought, like, you got good credit, you got some income, it should just make sense. You'll be able to push it. You know what I mean? And, you know, I went through the loan process and I made some funny skits around it. That's no joke, man. It's no joke. And it's there in the data that tells you that you can't do this without that. And you need to wait and you have to have these qualifications, X, Y, Z. And I was just like, that doesn't make sense. Let me try it anyways. Right. And I got frustrated with the process itself. But I had to stop and say, like, one, I didn't ask anybody around it. You know, I just felt like I understood it based off of what I read. And then two, I was like, well, you know, well, this is that, so it should approve me, you know? So, and I took some L's off of that, you know? And, you know, and it comes back to asking for help or asking for advice. And then I've learned in my time in business that the data and the information is there. Very rarely does it change. Very rarely does it change. So if you see something, cross-reference it to make sure it's right, because there's just so much out there. But if you see something and you start to see the same trends of things or communication, then there's a reason for it. So that's when it goes into, you got to ask around, you know, ask questions, you know, that can be a financial advisor, that could be a friend, a relative, it could be a mentor that's been through that process that can say, no, that's right. Or, you know, maybe you should do it this way. But again, if you feel like you can just figure it out and do it on your own, you're going to take some L's. So you're going to have to also get up from them L's, but you got to be ready to take them, because if you don't, you know, if you don't ask for that help, you'll take them. So that's my biggest thing. I would say that, you know, and you're gonna fail. You're gonna take some L's, but you've got to limit the amount. So, you know, that's what I would say that now, knowing as a coach, I first started versus where I am today, is that, you know, you can't ask too many wrong questions. You know,
I love it. I love it. Oh man, what an episode. I know somebody's probably like ridiculously taking notes right now. Like, all right, how much more are they gonna go?
Great. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. Much love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the part of the show where I leave you with this week's mind shift moment and keeping up with you know, what I've been doing with season 3 so far. I'm going to leave you with another video clip. This one is talking about making the most out of the time that we have. So this is this week's mind shift moment.
See, the point is, you don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had divorces. Some of you have probably had bankruptcies. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is gone. It's in the past. And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now, because the sand never stops running. This is all we've got. And to spend your time now thinking of what happened there is making absolute certain that the future is going to be the same as the past.
And it's such a dope clip. Like, when I saw it, and it's just one of those things that really makes you stop and self-assess, you know, like, man, I have so much to game plan and strategize for. I have so much to achieve. Why am I focusing so much on what happened yesterday, you know, or what happened last week or what happened last month? Like, life is one of those things. It's unfortunate, and I hate to say it, but bad things are going to happen. They happen to everyone in some capacity at some point of life. Sometimes the L's that you take are worse than others. I get it. But you have to find a way to acknowledge what happened, assess why it happened. Unfortunately, life sucks. Sometimes we don't know. We never get to the bottom of the why. But as best as you can, assess why it happened. Figure out what you can do to try to make sure it doesn't happen again. Then you got to find a way to press forward. You know, time does not stop. That is the one entity you cannot get back once it's spent. You can make more money. You can get more friends. You can, you know, rekindle relationships with whoever. You can buy more clothes. You can buy more food. You cannot get time back once it's gone. All you can do is try to work your butt off so that in the future, you'll be able to leverage your time more efficiently so that more of it will be spent doing the things you want to do versus the things that you need to do. So that's why I thought that clip was so dope. Before we get out of here, Raphael, let the people know where they can find you online, where they can contact you for coaching, and where they can find you on social media as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. And you can find me at Raph's Coaching LLC. Everything will come up on every platform, Twitter, IG, Facebook. I got them all. And then if you'd like to contact me, all my information is on there. But yeah, I'm glad to be on this show. It was a lot of fun. Thank you, Shannon. And then anyone that's interested, needs help, you know, we're all here for you, Shannon, myself. There's other coaches out there too. But get ready to get down and dirty with it, you know, and stay with it. Cause you know, once you start with us, we're not going to just let you fall off for sure.
No doubt. No doubt. Thank you for coming through and gracing the stage and dropping gems on our audience here. I want to remind everybody, for those that are streaming later on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever the case may be, iHeartRadio, make sure that you leave a review, you know, let us know how you like the show, what you like best about it. If you, you know, need one of us to get in contact with you, make sure you drop those 4 or 5-star ratings for us as well. Once again, my name is Shannon Smith. I'm your host. You can find me online through my consulting firm at www.theceowithinyou.com. You can find me on Instagram at @the_CEO_within. And of course, you can find me Thursdays right here on the Successes Within Reach podcast, where we remind you that you are not designed to be good. You are designed to be great. Y'all stay safe, and I'll see you next week.